First of all, before we learn the rhythm guitar part, let's go through the chords that we will be using. We will need a G chord. So that is my 6th string 3rd fret, my 5th string 2nd fret, and then my 1st string 3rd fret. There are two different fingerings that you can use for this G chord. One is to put your 2nd finger on the top string 3rd fret, and then put your 1st finger on the 5th string 2nd fret, and then let your 3rd finger play the 1st string 3rd fret. The other fingering is to put your 3rd finger on the 6th string 3rd fret, your 2nd finger on the 5th string 2nd fret, and then your 4th finger, which is your little finger, on the 1st string 3rd fret. Either one works okay in this song. We will also need a D chord. For this, my 1st finger is on the 3rd string in the 2nd fret. My 2nd finger is on the 1st string in the 2nd fret. And then my 3rd finger is on the 2nd string in the 3rd fret. With the D chord, we try to play only the bottom 4 strings. We will also need E minor. For this, my 2nd finger is on the 5th string in the 2nd fret. My 3rd finger is on the 4th string in the 2nd fret. And that's all. I can strum all 6 strings with this chord. I will also need a C chord. For this, my 3rd finger is on the 5th string in the 3rd fret. My 2nd finger is on the 4th string in the 2nd fret. And then my 1st finger is on the 2nd string in the 1st fret. I play the bottom 5 strings with this. We will also need an A7 chord. For this, my 2nd finger is on the 4th string in the 2nd fret, and my 3rd finger is on the 2nd string in the 2nd fret. I will strum the bottom 5 strings. We will also need an A minor. For this, my 2nd finger is on the 4th string in the 2nd fret. My 3rd finger is on the 3rd string in the 2nd fret. And then my 1st finger is on the 2nd string in the 1st fret. I'll play the bottom 5 strings with this. So one more time, we need the G chord, the D chord, E minor, C, A7, and A minor. Now work on those chords, then come back here, and we will start learning how these chords are put together to make the song. At the very beginning of the song, you will hear a 4-beat count off on the drum set, and then we come in playing a G chord for 2 measures. For each measure, we will go down, down, up, down, up, down, up. That gives us 4 beats. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. So if we have 2 measures of this, we will have down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down, up. And if I count it, it will sound like this. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. And that is the intro. From there, we go into the first verse. Let's see what we do there. Now we are ready to work on the lead guitar part, which is made up of the notes to the song. The first phrase we have after the intro is this. Now this was our 2nd string open, which is a B, followed by the 1st fret C, 3rd fret D, back to C on the 1st fret, back to B open, hit the B again, and then play A, which is your 3rd string 2nd fret. So we have B, C, D, C, B, B, A, and once again, 2nd string open, 1st fret 3rd, 1st, open, open, 3rd string, 2nd fret. Then the next phrase is. Now this was our 3rd string open, which is a G, the 2nd fret, which is an A, then 2nd string open, which is B, back to the 3rd string, 2nd fret, which is A, back to the 3rd string open, which is G, and then we need the 4th string 4th fret. And you can use either your little finger, which is your fourth finger, or your third finger, whichever is strongest and fastest for you. Play that twice, and then go to the second fret. That fourth string, fourth fret is called an F sharp. The second fret is called an E. So this second phrase again was third string open, second fret, second string open, third string second fret, third string open, fourth string fourth fret twice, and then the second fret. Then we go back and do all of that again. So back to that was our first phrase, which was our second string open, first fret, third fret, back to the first fret, then open, open again, and then third string, second fret. And then we have that same next phrase, which was and that is the third string open, second fret, second string open, third string second fret, third string open, fourth string fourth fret twice, and then the fourth string second fret. And that's the first eight measures of the verse. After the first eight measures of the verse, which are really just like four measures played twice, we will then have measures 9, 10, 11, and 12. And here is what they sound like. This is our first string open twice, followed by our second string first fret twice. Then our second string third fret twice, and then the second string open. Then we go to the third string second fret, second string open, second string first fret, second string open, third string second fret, then third string open, second string open, third string open, third string, second fret. Now let's go through it again and let me tell you the names of the notes. We started off with that first string open twice, and that was an E. And then we went to the second string first fret, which is a C. We played it twice. And then we went to the second string third fret, which is a D. We played it twice. And then second string opens a B. We hit it once. Then we went to the third string second fret, which is an A. Second string open, which is B. Second string first fret, C. Back to the second string open, B. Third string second fret, A. Third string open, G. Second string open, B. Third string open, G. And then third string second fret, A. And that's measures 9, 10, 11, and 12 of the verse.